Lindy is the executive director operations of Just Footprint since 2017. Before that, Lindy was the camp director of Camp Footprints from 2010 to 2017. The Just Footprint Foundation was founded in February 2008, specifically to meet the need for unique outdoor educational camping experience that provides safe and secure adventures at no cost for children with serious health issues and life challenges. Thank you, Lindy, for joining us today.
Thank you so very much for allowing me to be a part of your show today and for celebrating International Childhood Cancer Day. I will let you know that I've had my flip-flops on and been flip-flopping along with Chuck and with all our friends, and so wonderful to be a part of this.
How did you come to be part of this organization?
So I started helping with the developing of the brand for the Just Footprints Foundation. So I started with baby steps and to big steps, and have been part of the organization since the very beginning. In 2008, Just Footprints was registered with the Department of Social Development. And from 2010, I officially moved over to be a part of Just Footprints Foundation as the only staff member working with our chairperson.
Where did the idea for Camp Footprints come from?
Well, we have worked as a team of people working with children's organizations in South Africa for many, many years. And we always felt that there was never really a space for children that had serious illnesses to actually escape their illness and to just be children once again. And through the dedication of the late Paul Newman, the actor, so your mom, your gran might know about, or your grandfather and your father and family friends are going to know about the actor Paul Newman. He started a project in America known as the Hole in the Wall Gang Camps. And through this, Camp Footprints is now a partner program, and the organization's name has changed from the Hole in the Wall Camps now to the Serious Fun Children's Network. And the Serious Fun Children's Network and Camp Footprints, we work throughout the world. So we have friends in Vietnam, Cambodia, Haiti, in Africa, Botswana, Lesotho, Eswatini, as well as up to Ethiopia, Tanzania. So our footprint has really, really grown.
What kind of activities can one expect to take part in at Camp Footprints, and how long does a program run for?
We have quite a jam-packed program, and our programs might run for a weekend, so from a Friday afternoon to a Sunday midday, or we will do a four-night, five-day camp where you'll enjoy a week of joining us at camp for 4 nights and 5 days. Our program is going to entail, in the mornings, we do a nice wake up and shake up, as we call it, where everybody gets going either by doing some dance moves for a period of time or meditation. We will put together a theme through our training program with our camp crew. We'll select a theme for the week, and activities will be tailor-made around that theme. So for instance, we've done culture, our different cultures in South Africa, where we have shared different foods that we all eat, and those foods have been made available at camp for everyone to share and to experience different cultural foods. So our activities are from sport to dance, as well as to archery, doing rock climbing walls. Obviously, we have a phenomenal teams at our venues that are all certified to do these activities with us. And we all are put into teams, into groups, so that people feel part of a team. At night, we do campfire games, and sometimes we get to do a movie night, which is always a great thing because we get popcorn made and everyone gets to chill and watch a movie for the evening. We also do a dinner, and we will also, with part of that dinner, we'll ask everyone to make sure that they have set their tables. So we do a poikikos evening. So tables need to be set. You'll invite the judges to come and be a part of your program and to enjoy your meal at to come and enjoy their meal at your restaurant. We'll also put on a play, so everybody is going to be part of the last night or the evening prior to the last night. We'll do a concert or a play or a karaoke evening. So just depending on how many campers we have at camp, as well as our venue and the theme around that, we will host different activities.
You are a non-profit organization. How can the community become involved to play a part in raising funds and awareness for Camp Footprints?
Yes, we are a non-profit organization, and the community can become involved and play a part in raising funds and awareness for Camp Footprints by perhaps joining us at a camp, either arranging to come through for a day and join us at camp when at our different venues. And that's a great way of seeing how camp actually works. Some people have joined us as camp crew members, so they wish to be a part of the camp experience. So you can register and become a camp crew member and join us at camp, come on our training days, as well as then join us for camp and be a camp crew member. And that'll be that you're a big brother, big sister to campers. Raising funds is always a tough one for people to contribute financially, but we do have a system set up on our website where people can do donations directly to our organization. They can also assist us with goods, so toiletry packs for our children when they come to camp, because each child gets a toiletry bag, and that's their own toothbrush, their own toothpaste, their own face cloth, their own soap, shampoo, conditioner, a body lotion, as well as a deodorant. And yes, we even make sure that boys will get their goodies and girls will get their goodies as well. So we pack those goodie bags based on the gender. So that's really a great way to, you know, to assist us by helping us with activities. Perhaps a funder would like to look at hosting a day, taking the children out for the day to venues throughout the Western Cape. So we've done that before, where we've taken a peninsula drive, we've gone through to see the penguins, we've also done a trip up the West Coast where we visited the fossil park. So that's really a great way that people can also help us by hosting a day and actually paying for the children and the crew members to go out and enjoy and experience what our country has to offer.
What is the most rewarding thing about being part of this organization?
The most rewarding part for me being part of Camp Footprints is that I have met the most amazing children. The most amazing children that have gone through a journey like no other. Some of these children are now young adults that I have the privilege of working with as camp crew members. And I just love seeing how they have grown into young adults and that wish to be part of a community and help children go through exactly what they went through when they were diagnosed with their childhood cancer and their blood disorders. Being part of this journey, I have met amazing children that have shared secrets, that have also shared things with me that they might not share with other people. And that's because sometimes when you're in a different environment, it's easier to share something with someone that you trust on another level. I keep in contact with them, or they'll keep in contact with me when it comes to camp time. And one of the greatest things is that these children are a part of creating awareness that they want their friends to join them at the next camp. And that's an awesome thing. So while in hospital, when they see that poster go up, they're like, you know what? We've got to get well so that we can all go to camp together and that we can go and enjoy a week away with Camp Footprints and just have a lot of fun. And we have seen this happen, and that's a great part of the organization.